One more time with all our hearts. Let's worship. Thank you, Father.
Something beautiful.
About our God, He can just make something out of nothing. Praise the Lord. Let's open up our Bibles, 1 Timothy chapter 3. We have a few announcements while you're turning there. If you're wanting to go to the Robinson's renewal, the wedding renewal, there's a sign-up sheet out there. They'd like to know how many to expect. So if you plan on being there, I believe it's in August 9th, if I remember. No, that's not right. 16th. And what week off there. August 16th, they'd like you to sign up there. Go ahead, and if you want to read the board of some of the things, I have to ask you to forgive me. We've been moving and things, and I haven't been able to get to the website. I don't even have internet right now to even do it. My computer's not hooked up and things like that, but be patient. We'll get it all up there. I got an email from Brother Ernie, too. I'd like to get posted and testimonies and sermons and all that stuff. So I think that's... Remember August 6th, that whole week, the family will be gone, and Brother Alexander will be here ministering for us. So let's open up our Bibles if you're not there yet. 1 Timothy chapter 3, and let's go to verse 14. These things write I unto thee, hoping to come unto thee shortly. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. For today, I'd like to just speak on, I don't think I'll get to all of it, but we'll just go until I feel to stop, but the ministry in the local body, the ministry in the local body. Let's bow our heads for a moment. Would you like to lift up a knee to the Lord as we approach His Word? God bless each one. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, for another opportunity to be in Your house, Lord. More than anything, we're grateful to know You, Lord. It's life to us. Without You, Lord, I don't know how we even made it a day. We're so happy to have You, Father, and we're happy that You took our wrecked life, all the trash that we were, Lord, and You were able to make something beautiful out of it, Father. And we're happy for that today. We thank You for the testimonies that's gone forth and the praises that the people have lifted up to You. But now, Lord, we're here to hear from Your voice, Lord. We pray that You open up our hearts, open up our minds, let everything of the enemy be destroyed, and may we only hear from heaven today. Help me, Father, to speak the words that You'd have the children to hear. May our souls just feed on the Word of God, we pray. In Jesus Christ's name we ask. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. The ministry in the local body. Now, the first thing I want to talk about, or I should say preach about, teach about, however you want to say that, is that a lot of times people get the ministry mixed up with what we call the Nicolaitan system, which is that there's a priesthood that's over the people of God, and the priesthood has special privileges. They're the only ones that can come in contact with God, and the people and the laity have to sit there, and there's a mediation between God and the people. And that's what most people think the ministry is, that there's men that can stand behind the pulpit, and they're the only ones that get to do anything that pertains to what the gospel spreading, and everybody else just kind of sits there and tries to absorb it. Here to tell you that's not the truth. We're talking about the ministry of the entire local body here. Now, I wish that we were able to fellowship with churches and get it all in the same program, but there's just too much going on, and that's why God never ordained it that way. Right. He ordained that the Holy Spirit could come and be the leader of every church, and then we've all got the same captain anyways, and it all worked out just fine.
Amen.
And the main thing I want to do, and make sure you notice this every time I preach any of these things, is that this is for our assembly here. Right? Those that want to pay tithes here, support here, this is the way we do things. This is the way Brother Andrew, I believe it's revealed to me, that we should operate here. That might not apply to Brother Ray Erickson's. That might not apply to Brother Craig Brewer's or or some other brother that's around here. And that needs to be okay. You need to make sure that you're spiritual enough to know that. You go visit another church, it's not time to go nitpicking the way they do things. I just want to make sure that we understand that. I'm not doing this to say that, hey, we're better off than everybody else because we're doing it like this. And we're now, if they're just doing things that are sinful, that's a different story. But I'm just talking about the way they run service, how many things of that sort. I'll even read what Brother Branham says here. He says the same thing. He said, this is just for us. I'll get to it in a minute here, but he's talking about giving testimonies and things like that. He said, we don't like to do that openly. We like to just have it structured in a certain way. And we found that it works for our services. If your service, you know, different church, if it works fine, do it that way, go ahead. That's fine. Praise God. But for us here, this is the way we need to do it.
Amen.
Okay. So I just want to make sure we're all on the same page there. Now, the ministry in the local body. There are guest ministers that we bring through and things like that. I don't really want to speak on that today. I want to speak on what the ministry is for the people that are sitting right here under my voice now, those that make this their church home. What is our ministry? The Bible is very plain. Without a vision, the people perish. And I can't help believe that's why many churches aren't doing anything for God, is they've never even been given a vision of what they're supposed to be doing, besides sitting there and just absorbing. You know, it just never goes out. It never does anything. What happens when you keep taking in? You know what? If you keep eating all the time, you don't use it for nothing. You know what? You get fat. And you lay around. You can't do nothing. And then the one time you go to do something, you're too tired. You can't get halfway through it. And I can't help but believe we got a lot of spiritual gluttony in the church, and that's why nothing's getting done.
Amen.
Amen. But the ministry does start, and we'll just start here. I did preach before. If you want to go check this out, please do, because I don't want to spend a lot of details, because I've already done that on the last time we worked on some church order things. I believe that was in February or something of that sort. But I spoke on the purpose of a pastor. And I'm going to go through what a pastor is in a little bit here, but I went in a lot more detail then. And if you still have questions, please listen to that first, just to make sure. And if you still have something after that, that's fine. But it's right there in the same chapter. So just go back to the first part of chapter 3 there of 1 Timothy. Says this is a true saying: if a man desire the office of a bishop is a pastor, is a shepherd, he desireth a good work. And the first thing that we, it's kind of, what does this mean to desire the office of a bishop? Okay. Now, if he's all gung-ho about it and that's all he wants to do in life is just to be a pastor, chances are that's probably not the man. But if it's a man that's prayed about it, if it's a man that sought God about it, and there's something calling on the inside, and he can't get away from it, and he wants to serve God the way God wants him to, then it's a different story.
Amen.
Then he wants to do the will of God. Then he desires the office that God is putting him in.
Amen.
That's the difference. But if a man desires, he does desire good work, it's a great ministry. It's a very difficult one. As Brother Bram said, the pastor is the workhorse of the ministry. As far behind the pulpit, he's the one that has to deal with people. He's the one that has to go and talk to you and then turn around and preach on something you said. Not knowingly most times, but it's there. You know, if we have a minister from outside, he can say the same thing I'm saying, and there's no mind battle about it.
Right.
Because he don't know you from Adam.
Right.
But see, I believe we're getting to that place that you understand that there's a difference between Brother Andrew and the gift of God that's in Brother Andrew.
Amen.
Because if you just talk to me normally, you'll notice it's not the same man that stands back here and ministers the word. I'm just a man like anyone else. It's not a Nicolaitan system. We've got to understand that. We are all children of God. We are all part of him, and we all have a part in the ministry.
Amen.
Amen. And just because you're not the eye, just because you're not the hand, the foot, or whatever you want to be, chances are you just need to humble yourself and be what God called you to be. I think if we just had everybody just try to serve God the best they can in what God has already opened to them, then we'd excel further.
Amen.
But chances are we try to get 5 steps ahead of the program, we're still on step 1. We need to, you know, if you can't make it to church, chances are you don't need to be in the ministry just yet. Or you don't need to be a pastor if you're not going to be here. It's kind of hard to do the job. Would it be kind of weird if we showed up to church and Brother Andrew wasn't here today? But see, you need to take your position at your seat just as important, because you're a part of the ministry.
Amen.
Amen. I'm praying that this is breaking the ground up, that we stop thinking a few things. First off, that the church could go on without you if you really don't want to be here. But if you're going to be here, support.
Right.
You are a part of this. It's vital. You need to give your whole heart into it.
Amen.
Amen. Let me just keep this. I'm going to try not to preach too much. Verse 2. A bishop then must be. I love the Bible. Let's just not, we don't have to fight about this. It's just the way it needs to be. A bishop then must be blameless. Now, a lot of people run rampant with that. Does that mean he doesn't do anything wrong? Well, we know that the Bible already declared that that's not possible. What does it mean to be blameless? Is that there's not a reproach in his life. He's not saying one thing behind. He's not a hypocrite. Is the thing. And he makes mistakes. He makes it right. He preaches the same salvation that he has received himself. He's blameless in the blood just like all the other Christians are. That's what he needs to be. This man needs to be converted.
Right.
That's another big problem. We don't really worry about that too much sometimes. As long as he's charismatic enough or he just tickles my ear just right, he can get behind the pulpit. No, sir. No, sir. If I don't have confidence that that man is the Holy Ghost filled and trying to serve God with all his heart, he don't need to be back there.
Amen.
Amen. He needs to get down here
right.
And get right first.
Yeah.
Amen. He must be blameless. The husband of one wife. I think that's pretty self-explanatory. And just to let you know, a husband is not a woman. Okay. Husband of one wife, diligent, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach. Like I said before, I've talked about a lot of these things, but let me just go through it. Not given to wine, no strife, not greedy of filthy lucre, but patient, not a brawler, not covetous. One that ruleth well his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity. For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how can he take care of the house of God?
Amen.
I ask the same thing. I've seen plenty of men that the house is just, it's just crazy. You know, you got things in there that just don't need to be there. And you can't convert your children. I understand that. But you can definitely get them on the right path.
Amen.
They have to make their choice. They work out their own salvation with fear and trembling. But if they're not structured enough to know that they need to obey the house's rules, and we don't lay out to see it, we don't believe that anymore most times. You know, you just got to let kids do what they want to. No, sir, don't believe that trash. We are children of God. Us as parents have been given a dominion over our house. We are stewards because those children aren't ours. They are God's, and we are given a stewardship to parent them in this life.
Amen.
And we will tell them what is right and what is wrong. And if they don't want to obey the rules, you know, they're of age, there's the door, I guess.
Amen.
You know, that it's a tough society, but that's the way it is.
Yeah.
If you don't, Satan will get in there. He'll twist it all up. He'll destroy houses.
Amen.
He's done it before. My. Not a novice, lest he be lifted up with pride. Lest being lifted up in pride, he fall into the condemnation of the devil. What's a novice? And you can fight and stew all you want to. All it means is a recent convert.
Right.
I looked it up, and I've had people try and tell me that I haven't preached long enough to be a pastor and things of that sort. I'm sorry, that's not what the Bible said there. You know, if God called, let me say it like this. I don't believe there's a progression of offices that you're supposed to go through.
That's good. Right.
That's how a lot of people teach it. You have to start out an evangelist. What if you're not called to be one?
Right.
I've only preached at a few other churches, and that's just because I was there in passing and things like that. It wasn't scheduled, okay, because I'm a pastor. I'm not an evangelist.
Right.
Too many pastors are evangelists.
Amen.
And they wonder why the church ain't in order and ain't doing what it's supposed to. They don't have a head nowhere.
Amen.
And they don't know what to do.
Amen.
I'll be honest, just the few times I've had to miss, I hate it. I can't stand it. Because I don't know, I'm pulled hard. Because I believe my wife should see her family. I'm seeing my mom for the first time I've ever went out. When was the last time? 2009 or something? And I just felt to do it. You know,
amen.
And I'm missing one service.
Amen.
And that's why I'm glad I got a brother like Brother Alexander, and I don't mean to keep exalting that. Don't be carnal about it. I'm just saying I'm glad I got a man that I know will tell me the truth.
Amen.
You know, if something goes wrong, he'll let me know. You know, things like that, so it won't just butter all over. And I'm glad we got recording, too, so I can make sure it's right. I believe, now, people think I'm ruling. I'm just the pastor. I'm here to make sure that's the word of God. If it's not, we need to deal with it.
Amen.
Too many times we just let sin slide right in and nothing gets said about it. If it's the devil, it needs to be exposed and out the door.
Amen.
What kind of shepherd would just let grievous wolves walk right in and just devour everybody?
Right.
If the Holy Spirit shows us what's the devil, we need to get it out.
That's right.
And that don't mean you got to go and get mad at Brother Andrew because he lets you know.
Right.
Because it's not Brother Andrew that really figured that out.
Right.
The Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And this is the operation. It's one of the operations of being a pastor. He's a shepherd. He watches over. And you've got to, he shouldn't be a novice because he gets lifted up in pride. I've seen it time and time again. A man that And you can just be novice in just the way you are. Just a little baby, you know. If you're not growing up a little bit, don't. How are you going to rule the house of God?
Amen.
And that's wrong. That's what's wrong with our society anymore, as far as in the natural, is we got children raising children.
Amen.
Oh, they're 30 and 40, but they're children.
Amen.
They never learn to take care of themselves. They probably still live at home and things like. It's just the way this society is driven because it's Satan's Eden.
Right.
I'm going to give you a good rule of thumb. If the world's doing something, chances are you can do the exact opposite and you'll be doing the will of God.
Amen.
Just about every time. And the last part here, moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without, lest he fall into reproach in the snare of the devil. I believe that a man that is called, if he's out in the world and things, they need to know, they should be able to tell that that man's a Christian.
Right.
You know, if he's out there drinking and carrying on and talks like all the sinners and stuff, and he doesn't have a good report, or he's lazy, or he just calls off whenever he can and things like that.
Right.
If he's got that kind of reputation, that's not good for when he stands by the pulpit, because the man and his ministry go hand in hand.
Right.
You can't just break it up. It's still a unit.
Right.
Amen. We are co-laborers of Christ. That's exactly right. Now, the pastor, you've got to have confidence in that God has placed this man, that you are placed in under that authority, at least in this house of God, and whatever decisions are made, you can give your opinion and things, but when it comes down to it, I've got to make a decision.
Amen.
And some people act like they want to make a decision until you really have to.
Yeah.
And you know that sometimes it might hurt this person, might hurt that one. There's some things I'll probably say today that'll hurt people's feelings. I don't mean to do that, but we've got to be right.
Amen.
I want on the straight and narrow. I don't want to be wiggling off with a cliff falling off this way and one falling off that way. I want to stay on the King's highway.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let me show you what Brother Branham says here. Believest thou this, 1950. And now if you send to your pastor and he didn't come and pray for you when you were sick, well, you'd say, that old hypocrite, I'll go over to the Joneses Church or somebody. That's the reason your pastor can't do nothing for you. You've got to have faith in him and confidence in him as a man of God and know that all things work together for good to them that love God. That's right. Now, your pastor didn't tell me to say that either, and I'm just quoting, all right? But I know this. You've got to have confidence in the man you're dealing with or won't do any good to do any dealing. That's true. You've got to believe your pastor. He's a good, God-saved man preaching the gospel. Stand right behind him with everything you got. If he isn't, go somewhere they do it.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. Now that clears it up for both sides. Now remember this. If he preaches the gospel, stay with him. Help him because he's sent. He's man sent from God, ordained of God to feed your soul. How many believes that?
Amen.
Then we can get somewhere with that. Now, what is the pastor to do? We just talked about shepherd the sheep, feed him with the word of God, give himself over to the Holy Spirit so the Holy Spirit can use that office of a shepherd to keep the flock in the word of God. Keep it sheltered behind God's word so they don't get stewed off by every wind of doctrine and grievous devils and things. And if we can just gel together in that word and the love of God,
Amen.
When these things come in, you won't be surprised, Brother Andrew says, that that's the devil there.
Right.
Because you'll have the same spirit telling you the same thing.
Amen.
Brother Bram said it very plainly. It's like when everything's going good and fine, the devil's still on the attack somewhere.
Amen.
You have to stay in harmony, stay in love with the Spirit of God and with one another, or he will slide in. And when he even tries, Brother Bram says he might bring somebody from the outside and shoot him with that poison and let it go through. But if you'll just gel together in the Word, Christ himself and the love of God, when that thing, you'll stop it right there.
Amen.
You want to know how subtle it is? I sure appreciate Brother West's worship, but I think maybe he's a little too quiet sometimes. I'm telling you, it's terrible. I've watched it destroy people to where they just can't stand one another.
Right. True.
It'll start like that. Why? Because Satan is, sometimes we don't give him enough credit on his tactics.
Right.
He is subtle.
Amen.
There's only one way to outdo him. Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will bring you right back to the Word that if you got an ought with somebody, you need to go talk to them, not to everybody else in church about it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Also, this is another big one, but he's ordained to pray for the sick. The pastor is.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you, and it's not just him either. Let me read a few quotes here. Expectation, 1951, and I'm going to read the Expectations. It's a different sermon, but first one here. These men are ordained of God. They publicly come out here before the city like this to show themselves that they believe in divine healing in Jesus Christ, and they're just as much ordained to pray for the sick as anybody else there is in the world to pray for the sick. Your pastor has the same right to pray. Even the lay members have right to pray.
Amen.
Is that right? Confess your faults one to another and pray for one another. Everyone has a right that believes in divine healing to pray for the sick. The only thing, it's your faith to mount up. So that's what I want you to understand is, like, did I have the same kind of angel visitation that Brother Branham did when he went to go send the gift to the whole world? Not necessarily, but I did meet the pillar of fire.
Amen.
And I've been ordained the same as anyone else here that believes in the divine healing, and that's physical, natural. Yeah. What else is there besides healing?
Yeah.
If everything was healed, we wouldn't have needs anymore,
Amen.
Would we? That's why every good thing stems from healing, because it takes away disruption. It builds back up.
Amen.
Amen. We're all ordained to pray for that. But you've got to have the same faith. Isn't that what the angel told Brother Branham? If you get the people to believe you, not even cancer will stand before your prayer. And it's the same in this building. I'm telling you right now, people that have come forward, I can tell just in the spirit that they've got faith. Not in me, but that the word will not fail them.
Amen.
And I've got the same faith too. I've never seen when I've felt an unction from the Holy Spirit and I've acted upon it, it's always hit right.
Amen.
Amen. Why? Because we are commissioned. These are not suggestions. This is a commission.
Yeah.
It's a commandment.
Yeah, that's right.
Go into all the world. Preach the gospel. Lay hands on the sick. They'll recover.
Amen.
Let me read another one here. And that's the reason in my meetings, I usually have a night for ministers to pray for the sick. Last time when I was here, you don't know the fine letters I got at home, you minister brothers. Every meeting, I always try to get the minister, the local pastor, before the people. Let them come and pray for the sick. I'm only one person to pray for the sick. No, sir. I'm not the only person that can pray for the sick. No, sir. Any Christian that believes in divine healing is ordained to pray
Amen.
For the sick.
Amen.
Ordained.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So I hope, as I said about the pastor, please understand if you didn't get all the details. I want you to go back and listen to the purpose of a pastor. I went through a lot more quotes and things, but I don't feel at that time to focus on that. I think we understand that God's ordained an office because you got to have a head. You got to have something to drive the ship in a certain way. There's nothing that's ever been successful without had a leader.
Amen.
And the best leader is one that recognizes he is a servant to everyone else.
Amen.
See, we've thrown that word around, minister, haven't we? To make it more of a position of status. Do you know what minister means? A servant.
Right.
And that's the problem too many times. The man of God is being served instead of the man behind the pulpit serving the people.
Amen.
That's why divine love is absolutely living for one another.
Amen.
It will never, that's when a gift is operating correctly, is when it's always giving. Always giving.
Amen.
Never. It's not to take.
Amen.
God help us in this evil
yes.
thought.
Amen.
Selfish age to
yes.
keep that attitude.
Yes. Amen.
And it's hard. I'll tell you, I understand. Especially money gets tight, it gets hard all of a sudden.
Right.
Time gets tight, it gets hard all of a sudden to give. You got to recognize that's eternal life,
Amen.
And the God in heaven will see that.
Yes. Amen.
And he will reward me
yes.
openly.
Amen.
As long as you don't go around and say, well, you all know what I did to Brother Kent, don't you? Yeah, I went. I went to his house. I took my meat. Did y'all see that? You've already got your reward.
Yes.
You're not going to get one from heaven. You've already got your praises of men.
Yep.
You're done.
Right.
But if you'll just do it in secret. Now, I'll tell you, the best thing you can give somebody is not to say, I'll pray for you, but to get a prayer closet and get down and actually pray for them.
Amen.
God help us all.
Yes.
Pastor included. I've thought that many times. When was the last time I prayed for this one? When was the last time I prayed for that one? Well, I wonder what they're doing and things like that. We're human.
Amen.
That's the best thing you can give one
Amen.
Another. Now that's the gift as far as in the local body of the head, but there's gifts that are on every assembly. Every assembly. I don't care where they're at. I don't care who they are. If they're believers in the full gospel and got the Holy Ghost, the message of the hour, the gifts of the Spirit are there.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
1 Corinthians chapter 12. I just want to read through here again. This is another one as far as the gifts individually and going through them in detail. I did that in another one as well, but I do want to give some order to this. Verse 1. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Okay, so let's make sure we understand that a lot of times when we talk about gifts, it's like, oh my, you know, that's just
the Holy Spirit just does it, and we don't understand it, we don't know nothing about it, we don't teach it, it's just going to happen if it's really God. Is that what Paul said? He said, now concerning spiritual gifts, that's ignorance. That's, you just don't know, you're just kind of whatever. That's not the Church of the Living God. The Church of the Living God has been shown revelation from the Almighty, who can see things that we can't see. But he reveals it to us because we're his children and we're not to be ignorant.
Right.
Wasn't that what Jesus said? He said, I don't call you servants. I call you friends because you know what I'm doing.
Amen.
Amen. And even more so because we've been given the Holy Ghost that was promised to lead us and guide us into all truth.
Amen.
You know, but the gifts of the Spirit. That's just, no, all truth.
Hallelujah.
We should know how to operate. These gifts don't just sporadic.
Right.
You need to get that out of your mind. It's not how it works. We are co-laborers with Christ.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is here. Because we're two or three gathered together, yes. He promised to be here.
Amen.
And he is here. He's
Amen.
Here now.
Right. Yes. Hallelujah.
But it takes your faith to rise up, your faith in him, the faith of him,
right.
That you are out of the picture to believe that if you feel the unction of the Spirit, as Brother Rand talks about, cloud being over the service, he's just waiting to drop on someone to use for God, and that can be anyone in this assembly.
Amen.
It can. Those charismatic gifts are not the same as an office. An office is something that a man was ordained to be. That's just this, that's just who he is. But these gifts can come in. And you can be used once, and that's it.
Amen.
That's absolutely the truth. I mean, and I believe sometimes the ministers ought to demonstrate some of this correctly.
Amen.
So the people can believe. I mean, I can sit here and give you a dictionary of dynamite and tell you all these things about it. But if I've never lit a stick, I wouldn't trust me.
Amen.
No, sir. I want somebody that's watched it happen a few times,
yeah.
That knows a little bit, got their hands dirty in there some.
Right.
You know, and I was kind of grieved when I was a young man, too, as far as getting, in, when the spirits, or the gifts of the Spirit began to feel unctions and things like that. I had nobody to tell me what to do or how to do it and things like that. So I just got on my knees.
Amen.
And you learn from the Master.
Amen.
And that's the way it's to be done, even behind the pulpit. It's the Holy Spirit that teaches.
Right.
It can't be man. It's never the man part. We've got to. That will die. It'll rot.
Amen.
And we're supposed to reckon that dead now.
Yes.
Our minds are supposed to be gone. It's supposed to be the mind of Christ. That the things that we think,
yes.
The things that we do, the
yes.
Things that we act are
yes.
The word of God.
Amen.
And then you don't get all these funny
right.
Feelings
right.
And Amen. Divisions and all this stuff. No, we're not ignorant. We don't want. That's another thing. The devil can get into the gifts of the Spirit
yeah.
And twist it all up.
Yeah.
The devil's got pastors too. Don't,
yeah.
Don't he does.
It's true.
But we don't need to be ignorant. So we're ignorant. Brother Ram talks about, you know, a man said just clear your mind. No, don't do that. Just give any old thought to the devil. No,
yeah.
Sir. You keep it fortified on every end except where the Holy Ghost comes in.
Amen.
Nothing else allowed in. Isn't that right?
Right?
The gate, the door is Christ. And the only thing supposed to come in is the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
All right, let's keep reading here. You know that you were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaketh by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. And what does that mean? A man has to really receive the Holy Ghost before he even understands who Christ is. He might say he's Lord, but he won't mean it.
Right.
Because he hasn't took over his heart yet.
Amen.
And that's really where he needs to take over. That's the only place he can.
Amen.
If he can't get into your heart, it doesn't matter. All this will fade.
Right.
It's got to be a change on the inside. He must become Lord.
Yeah.
And you can only say that properly when you receive the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
It will declare who the one that lives in there is.
Amen.
Amen. Now, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. So, everyone that speaks in tongues, it will not be the same. You might not be led the same way. You might not feel this or feel that. That's not what's important. There's diversities of operations. The only problem we ever get into, I've seen, is people compare the way they're led to the way this person is.
That's right.
And obviously, their way is more spiritual.
Yeah.
Of course it is. You're just carnal. Man. No, there's diversities of gifts.
Amen.
And there are differences of administration, but the same Lord. That's what I was talking about earlier as far as pastors. There's different administrations.
Right.
There's different ways things are done. They're carried out and things, but it's the same Lord. It's
Amen.
The same captain who has told everyone to do what they're supposed to do.
Amen.
Amen. And there are diversities of operations, but the same God which worketh all in all. So even just the methodology, if you want to say it, the operating, the way it works is different.
Right.
What's the important part then is you have to find your relationship with Christ individually.
Amen.
See, this is how you build a, any building's the same way, isn't that right? It takes every block to get into its spot just the way it needs to be before you get to the next one.
Amen.
Doesn't make any sense to put on a roof before there's even a foundation.
Right.
No point putting on a roof if there's no walls. You gotta build it right. So it's each one, your first protocol is your personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Right.
Don't try, if you're coming in, you're still dealing with this, dealing with that, you need to get that out of here.
Right.
You need to get under the blood. Don't try to operate in the Spirit of God. You'll just make a mockery.
Amen.
And you say, is that possible, Brother Andrew? Elisha did it.
Right.
He was all bent out of shape. He got made fun of and stuff. He was man stewing around some boys. The 42 children came and made fun of him. He cursed them in the name of the Lord and they all died. Say, well, how in the world did that happen? It goes to show that a man can fail.
Yeah.
Right.
But if God ordained you, it's going to happen that way. Right. Moses wasn't supposed to smite the rock. He was supposed to speak.
Amen.
But because of who he was and the authority and the faith that he had in who he was, he knew if he did it, it would happen.
Right.
When it didn't happen the first time, his carnal faith, that is, stood up and he said, come forth. Must we fetch water for you rebels?
Right.
Sure enough, it came. But Moses didn't go in the promised land.
That's right.
See, this is more important than just, well, I just felt this, I felt this. No, get right first.
Amen.
If you're not a Christian, if you haven't received the Holy Ghost, don't worry about a gift of the Spirit.
Right.
I'm sorry, but most people think that that's what they need. No,
no.
Get right with God. Fall in love with God.
Right.
I'm going to read this real quick here. Question and answers 54, Brother Rand says this. Let God add to the church. Let God give to the church. See, those gifts are in the church. Right in here this morning is gifts of speaking in tongues. There's gifts of prophecy. There's gifts of everything setting in here. But if you'll just not go to hanging after that gift, if you do, you're going to get the gift without the giver.
Amen.
See, the thing of it is, seek after God. Seek after love of God in your heart. And then as God wants you, he'll move you into whatever he wants you to do. See, that's it. That's how the church is put in order.
Amen. Amen.
Is it Brother Andrew's ideas? It's the Holy Spirit. That's how he does it. As we fall in love with him, he can trust us more.
Amen.
As we forget what the world's got to say, we forget about our own emotions and feelings, and we only care what he's got to say, he can trust us with more and with
Hallelujah.
More. And if you'll just keep falling more in love with him, you'll see more supernatural happen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let me keep reading the rest of this. Verse 7. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man. And when the Bible says man, that means man and woman. Okay? To every man to profit withal. So there's a few things there. The first is, it is for you. These gifts that we're about to talk about, you say, well, my gift's just knitting. I can't do nothing else. That's not what the Bible said.
No.
If you receive the Holy Ghost, your gifts are in here.
Amen.
To use for the, and we do appreciate those other things, you know, and even musicians and song leading and things. That's all wonderful. It's all necessary for the service of God. But a gift of the Spirit is supposed to be what we're about to read here. And that's in all the hearts of all the believers. These signs shall follow them that believe.
Amen.
And you need to identify that you are an applicant, or you are one that can have this.
Right.
And it's given to you to have this. He wants. Why? It's given to every man to profit,
right.
Not destroy.
That's right. It. Amen. Right.
That goes for these gifts back here,
Amen.
Too. Too many times these gifts are used to destroy and divide, and we'll keep the ones we like. We get rid of everybody else because they're Judas anyhow. It's not what Jesus did.
No.
It's not what Paul did with Demas.
No.
Mm-mm. The parable of the wheat and the tares, yeah, I'm sure you're familiar with it. The master said, don't tear it up because you'll rip up some wheat.
That's right.
And it does. Yeah. It does. My grandpa was probably, this is just my observation of it. My grandpa had a lot of bad things happen. He lost his wife at an early age, and, you know, just some things at the church that had happened there, and he got very bitter about it. It wasn't until about his deathbed that he just kind of softened up, and I believe it was the Lord. I believe he was always a saved man. Absolutely,
right.
I believe that. But you pulled up wheat, and you pulled up tares, and you took a wheat. The man,
right.
I believe I would have loved to just see him sit back there every service.
Right.
But that's not, you know, it happens.
Right.
It doesn't have one thing to do with salvation, though. The weed's still a weed.
Right.
Cultivar's still a cultivar. Yeah, I don't care what man does back here. It can never destroy the purpose of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Right.
All right, so let's just finish this up, and I want to keep moving on. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and selfsame Spirit, dividing unto every man severally as he will. Whose will? God's will.
Amen.
For as the body is one and hath many members, and all members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we've all been baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into that one Spirit. You are not too little. You're not too bad. You're not. If you've been accepted in the blood, you are pure.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
God is a Holy Ghost,
yes,
not an unholy ghost.
Amen.
And when that God comes into the human soul, it quickens a life. And in that life are the gifts of the Spirit, the character of God. It's all in there. You can't just pick and choose what you want. It goes to show you're a hybrid somewhere. But the genuine article, the genuine seed of God, believes all of the Word of God,
amen,
including what we're reading here.
Amen.
Let me read you one more quote. Brother Branham says this out of oneness. 62. Now the church now is engaged to Christ for the wedding. The wedding has never been performed yet. It'll be at the wedding supper of the Lamb. So we see that the church is now engaged like a man engaged to his wife. What does he do while they're engaged? He's just bestowing all kinds of things, sending her presents, making her feel good. Well, that's what Christ is doing to his church.
Amen.
He's sending us gifts of the Spirit. How can you be engaged then when you're denying these gifts exist?
Amen.
It's the very love tokens.
Right.
It's God's tokens to the church. Jesus said so. These signs follow them that believe.
Amen.
So it's a little bit more serious of a matter for a man to say that the gifts of the Spirit don't happen anymore. Or to say that that's for a day gone by, or that'll be, you know, when the bride's arrival happens. It's going on now.
Amen.
You might not believe that, but I'm a part of it.
Yes.
It's going on now. You just need to stay in the channel of the Word, because it won't be much longer. God,
yes,
help us. It will not be,
yes,
much longer.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit, how long do you think God can stand this evil age that we live in? You see all the stuff happening with Israel and things. That's why it's so important for us to believe all the Word. Because it's the only thing that will hold.
Yes.
We can't get, if you deny the gifts, or you want to, you know, say, well, that person did this wrong and that one wrong. Who made you a judge?
Amen.
He's the judge.
Amen.
Even the pastor himself, it has to be the Holy Spirit.
Right.
See, we're not here to talk. We're not here to... We talk about talking in church and things like that. We're not here to do that.
No.
Never in the flesh.
Right.
Even though I am behind the pulpit, he's not to talk that way. It's to be the Holy Spirit speaking.
Amen.
And you've got to have confidence in that. You've got to believe that. Or why come listen to a preacher anyway?
Right.
Just stay at home and listen to a tape or something. Isn't that right? But you've got to believe God ordained this. God set in the church these gifts of the Spirit.
Amen.
God set in the church pastors, evangelists,
yeah,
all the way through. He set in the church. Obviously, there's a purpose for it.
Amen.
Are you to tell me that you've got a better plan than the way God set it up? The way God set his church up is the way he wanted it.
Amen.
And the way he wants it now is the way he started it.
Yes.
Amen. Now these gifts have their place. As most of the gifts that we know that are not necessarily messages that come forth as far as, you know, a word of knowledge and a word of wisdom and healing and things like that, that's usually things that come not in the service. Okay? I'm not saying that right. Excuse me. When you've given a word of wisdom, chances are you're going to go talk to somebody individually, and it's the Holy Spirit giving you that. It's not something you stand up behind the pulpit and do.
Right. Right.
Okay, that's what I'm getting at as far as knowledge. That's something that, and these things can be out in the world, but I'm talking about our ministry right here for now.
Right.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to get into. The gifts of healing, we know Brother Branham demonstrated that, discernment, things like that can happen, and it can happen anywhere.
Right.
Okay, but it needs to stay in decency and order.
Right.
It needs to be
right.
The Holy Spirit. If it begins to start confusion, you know you're wrong.
Right.
Right.
Now, let me just go there real quick. It's verse or chapter 14, if you just flip over there and go down to verse 32.
in the spirit of the prophets or subject to the prophets, for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. See, God has a certain way he wants to do it, and God does. He knows that we only can handle so much. You can't handle three voices talking at the same time. And that can happen right here in the service, too. You start thinking about lunch, you start thinking about work, you start thinking about yesterday or tomorrow, and you can't hear the voice of God. And people go, I never hear from God, and you're hearing from him all the time. It's just you've got so many other voices drowning that out, you can't comprehend what's being said. Amen. It's the same with the house of God. If it's God speaking, there can't be three messages coming at the same time. Nobody knows what's going on.
Right.
That's why when the minister's behind the pulpit, these gifts, of, as far as tongues, interpretation, even if there was a word of wisdom that was to go forth, I believe that can happen. Prophecies and those sorts, those don't need to happen while the minister is behind the pulpit ministering the word.
Right.
That will cause confusion.
Amen.
If you want to, I can show you when it happened that Brother Branham was preaching, and it's nothing but the truth.
Yeah.
It just breaks up everything.
Right.
And Brother Branham talks about the altar call. I'm sure most of you are familiar with that. He was trying to lead an altar call, and a woman, you know, was all proud about how she had a message from the Lord and
right.
getting her dress all ready and everything.
Right.
And she stood up. She broke up two of his altar calls.
Right.
You say, well, can she do that with the genuine spirit of God? With the gift of God, yes, but it wasn't in the right order.
Right.
And it
right.
destroyed it. He said, those souls be on your hands.
Right.
See, this is not right. something to deal with.
No.
You can't just be haphazard. You can't be ignorant. You've got to know what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Amen. He's not the author of confusion, but of peace. Let me read this here. 1954, questions and answers, second sermon. Now then, if in order, if this is what you're getting at, while the preacher's speaking, everything should be silent to listen to the preacher. Now don't check out just yet. Let me finish the quote. For there's the word of God going forth if he's preaching under anointing. Then every spirit of the prophets is subject to the prophets. When a pastor walks to the platform, turns the Bible down, the church should be silent, listening as it reveals the scriptures. Listen to what he's going to say. If he says something that sounds good to you, you can say amen, bless the Lord.
Amen.
Make sure we didn't leave that part out. But whatever you want to, amen means so be it. The Bible said to do it. Then after the message is over, now listen carefully here. Then if the preacher gets to a place in there where the people are all rejoicing and the spirit amongst the people, perhaps he might send another message.
Right.
That's God now. If he sends a message, it'll come to somebody, then an interpretation, and it will not be just a quoting over of a scripture or something, or doing something. God doesn't use vain repetitions, but it'll be a direct message to somebody to do a certain thing, or something that'll edify the church.
Amen.
See, that's the main thing. These gifts are there to profit, to build up the church, and if it's destroying, we're not using it right.
Amen.
Now, there's two ways to build something up. One is to build up the good, the other one is to destroy the bad.
Amen.
Sometimes that's how messages come. They come and tear us up, don't they?
Right.
They let us know that. I've been in service before. One came and told some people that this was your last chance.
Yeah.
You won't be moved upon again.
Right.
And people say, well, that's a terrible thing. That's God's mercy.
Amen.
And I'm right. glad that he gave me enough chances till I finally
Amen.
Made it. And he will not lose a one.
Amen.
That's right. That's
Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah.
So while the preaching's going forth, none of these things... These gifts, as far as those that would speak messages and things like that, they need to be subject. And people in Brother Branham's time, a lot of times would say that they couldn't help it things. And Brother Branham said, no, you can.
Right.
See, the gift is in 100% control of you, and you're in 100% control of the gift.
Amen.
You say, well, how does that work? You can choose. I can choose right now, if I wanted to just be in the flesh.
Right.
You know, and we could do that, you know. And I could determine, you know, no matter what the Holy Spirit does, if I say, I'm not preaching today, I wouldn't preach. You come in and say, I'm not speaking in tongues. I don't care. You won't.
Right.
You won't. You're exactly right.
Amen.
You are in 100% control of it.
Yeah.
But if you can yield yourself over,
Amen.
When he comes and does it, you don't have nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
That's the way it's supposed to work.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now let's keep reading there because I'm going to have to touch something. It's in the scriptures, though, but you need to take it home.
Okay.
All right.
Amen.
We believe the Bible. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Believe the message of the hour.
Yes. Amen.
33. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. Let your women keep silence in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the law. And if they have learned, and if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home, for it is a shame for women to speak in the church.
Right.
Okay, is that the word of God?
Amen.
Amen. So, you know, we've had it before, and a few times people want to give testimonies and things in service, And I've let it go. I have. But you can tell it kind of breaks up things.
Right.
Especially towards the end. And that's where we have to be most delicate.
Right.
Especially if the Holy Spirit's moving on,
yeah.
on maybe a sinner sitting there and stuff. We've got to
yeah.
give the preeminence to that.
Yeah. Amen.
Now, I will say this. Let's say you're sitting out there and the Holy Spirit just comes and heals you right there. You can't just hold it into the next service, okay? I understand. Here's, just come on up. Like, you know, we've always got the altar open for prayer. Come on up. Tell me. We'll keep it in order.
Yes.
Because the testimony is a testimony. We're going to give glory to God.
Amen.
We're here to see the signs
yeah.
follow the believers.
Amen.
And we want to do it decently
right.
and in order.
Amen.
So if God does that, sure, come up. Tell me. We'll tell the church and we can all rejoice together.
Amen.
Amen. Keep it in order so that there's no confusion. Why did that follow right after there? Because how many brothers have you seen do that in service?
True.
I've never seen it.
True.
Have you ever seen it? No, because it's not a thing for a man's usually more reserved about it.
Right.
A man usually can just wait, but sometimes, you know, we just got to tell it.
Right.
And I appreciate it. I don't want to discourage you from giving praise to the Lord, but just keep it in order.
Right.
Keep in order of the Word.
Amen.
Let me keep reading here. What came the word of God, verse 36, out from you, or came it unto you only? If any man think himself to be a prophet or spiritual. Anybody want to be spiritual? Okay, well, a few, y'all. All right. Let him acknowledge that the things I write unto you are the commandments of the Lord. This ain't even Paul's idea.
Right.
Paul didn't, he said this is the commandment of the Lord to be this way. And that's why women ain't supposed to preach either. Okay, they're not permitted to speak, and I don't think they need to give announcements and things like that. And I'm not, it's not oppression, it's just orders the way it's supposed
Amen.
To be. Amen. But, make sure you understand this. Speaking in tongues ain't you speaking.
Amen.
Right.
Prophecy
Amen.
Ain't you speaking.
That's right.
Interpretation ain't you speaking. Word of wisdom, if it would come forth, that's not a woman speaking, that's the Spirit of God speaks.
Amen.
See, that's why I'm saying if we could get to that place, God, I believe it. I have a vision for it. I just believe that,
Amen.
That everyone can come in the Spirit.
Yes!
Right.
Amen. Hallelujah.
To where everything that happens, it's not the flesh at all. It's the
right.
Holy Ghost moving around.
Woo,
I just see it, and I believe it.
Yeah.
And it's God's ordained purpose for us.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And that's why I believe in equipping the people of God. You know, we don't want to get led astray. We want to stay right on the Word.
Right.
Hallelujah. The things that I write unto you are the commandments of the Lord. But if any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant. What does that mean? If he's just going to do what he wants to do anyways, he doesn't care anything? Well, there's nothing he can do for that man. But a person, that's a real Christian right there, is one that's able to say, okay, you know, I might have done this, I might have done that, but it's okay, I'll serve God anyhow.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not going to, I'll just,
yeah.
you know how many things I've corrected even in my own behavior just in the last few sermons I've preached here? You'd understand that it's even hard for me to say things like that. Especially because I got to look at you.
Amen.
Amen. But do you know I love you?
Yes.
I know you love me.
Amen.
And do you see how vital that is?
Yes.
It really is. And that's the same in the home. You've got to know that you love one another.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, love will cover a multitude of sins.
Amen.
Isn't that right? Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord. Let me keep. Let me finish that. Wherefore, brethren, covet to prophesy, and forbid not to speak with tongues, but let all things be done decently. In between 12 and 14 is the love chapter, which he says that he's showing them a more excellent way. All the gifts of the Spirit have to be yielded to the Holy Spirit, not your spirit. You can use it in your own spirit.
Right.
I'm here to tell you that. I've seen ministers preach in their own spirit.
Right.
And it never works. It never comes out right. It's always, why? Because all it takes is a little leaven. Destroys everything.
Amen.
But we're here to covet prophecy. What does it mean to covet? To lust after it,
right.
to want it, okay?
Right.
Too many churches are like, well, you know, if it happens, that's fine. That's not the ambition of the Church of God.
Amen.
Wow.
Church of God wants, if we got this, we've got
yeah.
it, we want more of that.
Amen.
We want more of this. We
yeah.
want all the glory that God wants.
Amen.
Which is all of it.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Glory.
Yeah.
Amen.
And don't forbid to speak, don't forbid not to speak with tongues. No, sir. And I want to say this, too, before I get too far ahead of you. I talked about, as far as the last sermon, this preach or speaking in tongues, interpretation and things. There's a difference between worshiping in tongues.
Right.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
You are free to do that during worship.
Yeah.
Amen.
I want you to understand that. If you might even hear me behind the pulpit sometimes worshiping, and I'll just speak in tongues and things. Now, if it's a message, that's different.
Right.
That'll dictate the service, and you need to make sure you have that in order, and after the preaching and things like that, we've talked about that, and I'll explain a little bit more here in a minute, but there ought to be an interpretation and things of that sort. But if you're just worshiping the Lord and the Holy Spirit, just go ahead, worship.
Amen.
Worship God. You know, it says let him speak to himself. You know, go ahead. That's just fine. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit. That's the main thing. You don't know what might be said. Maybe the Holy Spirit needs to say something under just you praying in the Spirit, and it goes take care of something.
Right.
Absolutely. Don't be afraid. That's the main thing I want to say today. Fear not.
Amen.
We are the church of the living God. These things are for us, and we have a ministry. Yes.
Hallelujah.
We are here to do that ministry. Yeah. We're here to fulfill that commission. We're not going to be like those that fell in the desert just wandering around. We're going to be part of a Joshua commission that knows where we're going, and we're going to go until they're all dead.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Now, let me show you what Brother Bram says here. This is a lengthy quote, but I'm going to try to wrap it up here in a minute. Church Order 58, he says this, talking about like giving testimonies and things like that. He says, or the real way to testify is not in the church. It's out in dark places. Let your light shine while it's dark.
Amen.
Go to the roadhouses and different places where sin and things is heaping, and then let your light shine. There's the place to do it. But however, if the Lord has blessed you and gives you some great special blessing or something that you have to tell the people, do it in the time of the other service, the pre-service, the preliminary, or when the Spirit is blessing and giving testimonies and revelations and tongues, interpretation, and so forth in worship of the saints before the Word of God is being brought.
Right.
See, that's the main thing. Go ahead, write it down, turn it in. It gives God the glory.
Amen.
See, we've got to get ourselves out of the picture.
Right.
If a minister gets behind the pulpit because he's glad everybody sees him, everybody's going to come pat him on the back, tell him how great a preacher he is, he needs to stop preaching because he's not doing it right.
Amen.
And it's the same with the testimony sometimes. If it's your motivation, you want people to see you giving the testimony, we're here to give God the glory.
Amen.
And I trust that anybody that's done it in here hasn't had that motive. I haven't at least picked up on that. I pray that you're not hiding it, but I think we just want to give God the glory.
Amen.
Too many times I think we just forget. And you say, well, why write it down and things? Why can't it just in order?
Right.
And actually, another thing is it's a lot harder to forget.
Yes, amen.
We keep records on everything that gets turned in.
Amen.
And it's good, especially if anybody that's gone online, you can just go look for your name and you begin to see.
Amen.
Yep, that was only 2 weeks apart. Why am I discouraged already?
Amen.
Let me keep reading here. Then the pastor, after leading this hymn, shall immediately lead the church in prayer and a congregational prayer himself as he stands at the platform, asking the rest of them to bow their heads in prayer. I think we established that's usually how we do things. This we have found to be a greater blessing and a more ruly in operating in the church. And then the next thing the pastor should do then after, if they've had a real spiritual meeting, that means sometimes we might not have real spiritual meetings. All right? But if we've had a real spiritual meeting, when the gifts are making manifest the secrets of men's or people's hearts, and things which should be done by the gifts in the meeting, then the Spirit of God is in the meeting, and it's very easy then for the pastor to find the Spirit of God, which is already in the meeting. On the Word of God as he reads and starts preaching. The pastor then preach anything that the Holy Spirit would put on his heart, whatever he wishes to do standing there. But the congregation, they can rejoice as he is preaching, of course, or say amen when the Word comes forth. But as far as getting up and giving messages and tongues interpretation while the Holy Spirit is working through the pastor, the Scripture condemns that.
Amen.
It said the Spirit of the prophets is subject to the prophets. The pastor then must call that individual down and ask them to be reverent, to keep their place. The pastor must be a man that has got a very humble way about him, but not too humble, but what he could be like the Lord Jesus Christ when he saw wrong going on in the church. He plaited ropes and ran them out of the church.
Amen.
See, there's that fine line right there,
right.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
How many of you would have had a hard time with Jesus walking in the temple and getting the cord ready and
right.
just kicking tables and whipping
right.
people out?
True.
He didn't do it every service, though.
No. Amen. Hallelujah.
Okay. But when there was sin, he needed to be dealt with.
Right.
Amen. Let me keep reading here. Let me find. Sorry. And now the church of God is the house of judgment, and the pastor is the highest order in the church. The elder is the highest thing in the apostolic church outside of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit brings his message straight to the elder, and the elder gives it to the people. The saints and their gifts still have their place.
first to worship and come together, which brings, as I said before, the Spirit of the Lord in the building for the pastor, and it makes it much easier for the Holy Spirit to work through him then. See, that this all goes together. If we can really notice that we are dependent one upon another, yeah, we take it more seriously.
Amen.
Amen. And it's much easier for the Holy Spirit to work through him then when a good spiritual meeting has just preceded his teaching. And then the Holy Spirit gets into the Word and teaches the Word that has just been manifested by the gifts. And then the altar call is being made then afterwards. And many then will see and know according to the working of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, which the pastor places it on. That you are the church of the living God. As Paul said of old, he'll fall down and worship and say, truly God is with you.
Amen.
Now in these things, let it be done with reverence.
Yeah.
Now, ideally, this is where I'm going to bring it down to just our assembly here. As far as the gifts of the Spirit that speak out is talking about interpretation and prophecy and of that sort, I don't want it to happen during the preaching service. I think almost everybody I know knows that.
Amen.
Okay? Ideally, we would have a prayer closet and things like that for those people to go in long before service happens to see if the Holy Spirit would have a message to give before the service even started.
Right.
I don't think we're there yet.
No.
Okay? If you have a different opinion, as I said before, that's fine. But this is what I feel about it first.
Amen.
If we got to cultivate what we have, then you figure out what we got.
Amen.
You know, I think that's why right now, as far they've all happened as far as I can remember at the end of the service.
Right.
Which, as long as the minister is done, and I believe that we do altar calls and things like that, I think we ought to be reverent in that time too.
Right.
Be sensitive to the Spirit, look, you have to be careful about this stuff, because sometimes people need to hear something like that to recognize that God is in the building.
That's true.
Right.
Sometimes they do get you woke up as a pastor, and you get the man. But when the Holy Spirit says something here and interprets it over here, and it's just what they need to hear.
Yeah.
Woo. Amen. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Amen.
I believe after, as we're moving into the altar call and things, I want you to feel at liberty, if you feel led to do that, to go ahead.
Right.
Why? Because I want to see the gifts here,
right,
before we can put them in perfect order.
Right.
Okay? I think, and usually, why? Is it takes faith built up before you can have faith in the gift.
Amen.
Because you've got to get to the place of faith. That, you know, as the Bible says, he that prophesies, let him prophesy according to, thank you, of his faith.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Couldn't get that one out. Propitiation of his faith. And when you're not used to a gift, I'll just give you my own testimony. I have prophesied at the beginning of a service, but that wasn't the first time I did it. It was after a while of recognizing when God wants that to happen and how I need to step out of the way and not to be afraid.
Right.
And that's, I believe, the way it's supposed to be, because what it does is it gives a recognition that God is speaking and he tells what's going to be said before it even gets up here.
Right.
Exactly the truth.
Yeah.
But it can also come around the other end of it and vindicate what was just said.
Amen.
Amen.
I believe that. And
hallelujah.
During this time, as far as our church, where we're at today, I think we should allow that to go on the end of the service until I feel like, you know, people have understood where they're at. You know,
right.
I don't believe that there's only one or two of us that can speak in tongues.
Amen.
I don't believe that.
Amen.
I believe that, or that have gifts of healing and things like that. You say, how simple is the gift of healing? God, if you have that, you need to yield yourself to it.
Amen.
And I've done it before. I've, like I said, I'm not trying to show off. I'm trying to get you to understand
that
he's before us. And I want you to know I believe in all of them.
Amen.
I believe it. I've walked right over there and put a hand on somebody and said, go home well.
Right.
And it happens.
Right.
And you don't have to be a special. If
right.
you have the gift and it tells you, go lay hands on, just go do it. The thing is, don't make a big mockery or a big show and,
right.
and distraction and things. That's when you know you're leaving the Word.
Amen.
Because it won't cause confusion if it's God. It just won't. I'm telling you, it'll just make perfect sense. If we break out in the Spirit and things, that's not out of order.
No.
All right? Especially at the end of a service. That's what we're here
yes.
for.
Amen.
Amen.
Once the preaching's done and we've received the Word, it's time for the Word to come out.
Hallelujah.
And that's the ministry
yes.
of every person that's here.
Amen.
And you need to dedicate yourself to that.
Yes.
You're not just little babies. You've received the Holy Spirit. Those
Amen.
Of you that have been born again, you are here to be an army. And you need to take it with the deepest of sincerity.
Yes.
And if you don't, you will operate in fear. And you'll never do anything for
yes.
God because you'll never think you can.
Amen.
But it's not you that can do it.
Right.
It's Christ. that can do it and promise that he would.
Amen.
Where? In the heart of every believer.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And I believe we need to stay in that channel of progression, not recession. I think we don't have, at least my observation, I don't see a bunch of wildfire going crazy.
Amen.
I don't see just, oh man, we're just jumping and breaking stuff and nobody knows what's going on. I don't see that. Why are we afraid of something that's 10 million miles away?
Right.
When we got a problem right here, if we get a little too formal, we're just going to do nothing. You know, if that's only 5 feet away and this is a million, I'm more concerned with that.
Amen.
And I think most message churches are, if they haven't fallen over the formal end, they're pretty close.
Right.
Right.
I don't believe in that. Never are we supposed to be formal and cold and just sit here and don't do nothing. We are here to worship God.
Amen.
And how does God get praise? By being able to vindicate his word.
Yeah.
How does he vindicate his word? By the 9 spiritual gifts, by the pastor's gift and the gifts of the Spirit. He vindicates that he's God.
Yeah.
And he comes and he works through his children. You say, why does he do it that way? I don't know, but I know that the foolishness of God is greater than the wisdom of man.
Amen.
I don't care what your denomination came up with. God's foolish system where he just lets the Holy Spirit do whatever he wants and nobody talks to each other. We don't cross-reference nothing. And it works. I'll take that. Send this denominational idea. We've got to go call the district presbyter. We got to check out this brother who's highly reverent. You know, he's the one that knows what to do and things. If he's not an apostle, he's not an apostle.
Amen.
And I'm not getting too much into that gift just today. Well, the apostle, he's the only man that's supposed to check out to make sure that the churches he started are on the word.
Right.
That's what Paul did.
Amen.
He didn't just sit there and stay pastoring if he was doing an apostle's work.
Right.
All right? He can do an apostolic work. He can go start a work. But he's not still an apostle if he becomes a pastor.
Right.
I'm sorry, it's not. It's supposed to be the same with the pastor being an evangelist.
Right.
If God, you know, you can do, I believe a minister can do other works. Brother Branham did.
Right.
He was doing the work of an evangelist, but he was a prophet. That God can do that, but if it's the office you're being used in now, something's got to give.
Right. True.
You can't pastor a church and be going here and there and flying there. And you just can't do it. It just doesn't work. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Let me finish that sentence. But if any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant. Wherefore, brethren, covet to prophesy and forbid not to speak with tongues, that all things be done decently and in order. So as far as our ministry in the local body, I think I've established that pretty well, the way I think that things ought to be done right now. In our little assembly here, does that mean that we're done? No. I could come back, maybe if the Holy Spirit gives full reign and he begins to set us right where we need to be, we might change things. That's what's nice about the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Because he can do that. See, denominations can't do that.
Right.
The Nicolaitan system can't do that. It can't bend or break. It's just the way it's got to be.
Right.
But the Word knows how to manipulate any situation the right way.
Hallelujah.
He's got the creative power. It's a living being. Have you ever thought about that for just a minute?
Amen.
I'm gonna close on this. That your body knows how to, it's adapting all the time.
Right.
All the time.
Amen.
Every little facet all works together. And as the body is one and hath many members, so is Christ. So that's why when we begin to get too structured in a man-made system, I'm not doing that. I'm just allotting times for things to happen.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Why? Because let all things be done decently and in order.
Amen.
In order, like 1, 2, 3, 4. Not 5, 12, 3. Nobody knows what's going on. Right in order.
Amen.
Amen. Let's stand together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let's just worship for a little bit here. Both through me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
praise your name, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
As I lift my hands to worship and to magnify thy name, flow through me, Holy Spirit.
Just focus on him now. Just worship him. Don't worry about anything else. Just love on the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Flow
glory to God. Praise your Father.
Praise flow through me.
Praise the living God.
Flow through me.
Ourselves to the Spirit of God. Reverence to one another. If there's anyone here whose heart just doesn't feel right with the Lord, they want to raise their hand and say, Father, forgive me. I want to be right. I don't mean to hurt you, Lord. God bless you. God bless you. Let your faith rise and let the condemnation fall into the blood of Christ. You've got to have the faith to believe that He accepts you. You've been having a hard time overcoming, you ask him. You get enough faith to ask him, say, Father, I can't do it. I've tried and tried and tried, but I know you can. And I'm giving it to you now. In the name of Jesus Christ, you can go free today. You will go free. Just believe it now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You just need a refreshing from the Spirit of God. You've been having a dry time. It's not a time for dry times. We're the bride of Christ. It's time for us to find the Spirit of God and just to bask in that presence all the time. I know we live in a hard world, but we've got a very strong God. Thank you, blessed Jesus. You just need a restoration of that joy. Pray to the Father now. Let Him pour it into your heart. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's pray together for a minute. Heavenly Father, we come to your throne of grace and mercy so happy, Lord, that you've paved the way for us to come. Before we were afraid, but now that the blood stains are all the way there, we come boldly saying, Father, thank you for mercy. Thank you for grace. But Lord, we're here to fulfill the commission you sent us to. We pray you forgive us of our unbelief. Forgive us for our backslidings, our coldness towards you. Set our hearts ablaze with the power of God. Let us never be afraid to press against the enemy. I pray for each one that's here, Lord, that their faith would rise, that the Christian would see that he's complete in you, Father, that he's not fighting a battle by himself, but he's been commissioned by Almighty God. Just like Joshua, not afraid that even the sun's in the way will make it stand still. I pray for this group here, Lord, as even the message is cutting and things, Lord, that they will see the Spirit of God is just trying to get all the excess off of us. That will be just purely the Word of God and nothing else. I pray for every gift that's in this building that will be operated in the love of God, that you'll quicken it, Lord, to edify the body of Christ, that every sinner that would ever walk into this place would be able to see Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Equip your children as you promised, Father. Lord, I want to have the altar open for any of those that would need physical healing, spiritual healing. Lord, that you'll just meet us right here.
Yeah.
That whatever the need would be, it would be finished today.
Yeah.
We just sanctify our hearts to you.
Yeah.
We consecrate ourselves again. Help us to walk closer to you than we ever have before. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. If you have a need, as we just continue to worship for a little bit longer here, the altar's open. If you want me to pray with you, if you want to have an altar right there, just follow what the Holy Spirit has. We're going to take time to worship here. Don't be in a hurry just yet. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Longing.
comes when you worship Him. Thank you, Lord. Just you. Worship Him. Just praise His holy name. Glory to God. You're in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Holy Spirit's here. I want to encourage you. If you have any sort of infirmity or doubt or frustration, you don't have to leave that way today. The Holy Spirit's here and He can break every chain He promised you. Believe it. Confess it. Receive it today. God doesn't want you groveling on the ground. You're a victorious church without spot or wrinkle. Put your faith in the blood of Christ, that it really is the cure all. It's the power above all powers. It made you so holy that you can go where angels can't. You've got to believe it, though. Don't listen to any doubts. Don't listen to any of that. The saint will tell you that you're being crazy. Yes, but that's faith. Faith and reason don't go hand in hand. You stay with faith. God said it. I believe it, Lord. Those of you that needed healing, I believe it, Lord. It's done.
Amen.
Those of you that needed joy, I believe it, Lord. Those that need delivered, I believe it, Lord.
Yes.
Satan, you're done. Hallelujah. Believe who you are. You're invincible, church.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Along if you like. I'll pray with Brother Kim. Just keep worshiping. Don't feel dismissed just yet. just give him a hand clap of praise and worship. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
Today. If you do have any questions or concerns, please don't be afraid to talk to me. If you want to write it out and things, leave it anonymous, that's fine as well. But I want us all to be on the same page, the gospel page, the same ambitions. We can't pull a car 50 ways. We want to go the same direction. And I believe that God's got a part for you to pull too here. This is your church home. I want you to be well equipped. I want you to fight for the gospel. I hope that was all right today, as I said before. But it was good to be in the house of the Lord. It's just good to feel His presence all around.
Amen.
I don't know what else there is to live for anymore besides God's presence.
Amen.
Before we go, I think you can sing a little deep. I'll hand it to his dad in a minute. Just keep me in prayer as well. We had the whole movement thing. Still trying to find exactly everything. Even today, I'll tell you, I had thoughts of what I thought I was going to do. By the time I got here, the Holy Spirit had different ideas. So, you got to pray for me. I'm a man.
Amen.
I trust the Spirit leading.
Amen.
I might think it's a good idea, but if He says it's not, I can wait.
Amen.
I'll deal with it. Maybe I'll do this, that, whatever. But pray for me. I'll pray for you.
Amen.
God bless you. You'll be dismissed on this. God bless you.
Whatever
we love you. It's to me.